here with co-head coach Megan Marsden. Kind of, what were your thoughts now that you've had some time to let it sink in on the meet at Southern Utah?
Well, I think it was a great practice run for our team, young team, to get on the road. For one thing, have to deal with other people's equipment. Our bar warm-up, they had to make some adjustments to the bounce of the bar, and it actually took most of our warm-up for everybody to get things. But to their credit, then they went on to do kind of a record bar set. So I thought that was a great thing for them to experience and have happen in a positive way. The other thing is that it was a little bit of a hostile crowd with a small arena and the student section right down to the floor. They dealt with a little bit of catcalling and stuff and handled it like troopers. And I didn't know if it would crumble them or if they would rally together, and they did rally together. So those things I'm really glad we had a chance to experience early in our season, and I think it will come back to help us down the road.
So you've got this matinee meet for the first time ever at home. Do you think it changes much? Kari was saying you guys train during this time anyway, so she doesn't think it'll be a big deal. But what are kind of your thoughts on the different time?
Well, that's how I feel. I think we practice for this all the time because of the time frame on their days through the week already. I know when we have competed in afternoon sessions at gymnastics championships, NCAAs, we usually have a great meet, and I think partly because it is an afternoon time frame, and I think that's actually better. I know some of our girls talked about how their nutrition, they're used to their training days on how they do breakfast and lunch to be ready to flip and twist at 1:30. I think that you know, should be very similar for a matinee. I think my biggest concern is I'm hoping that it works for our fans. I want, as much as the girls are excited about an afternoon meet, that's all great, unless we have a much different crowd, you know, attendance. I know they won't enjoy that. So I'm just hoping our fans know the start time, 3 p.m., and show up.
Were you involved with putting in the matinee meet, or whose kind of decision was that, and why did you guys decide to do it?
We don't get to decide that. That's Pac-12 Network, and you know, the good news is that we have several live televised events each year. In fact, Utah, amongst all of the Pac-12 schools, gets as many as anybody in terms of featured live television events, and that's when they wanted to do this meet, and so we accommodate that, and we know that it might be a little risk with our fan base, but we're hoping that we can educate them to understand that Utah gymnastics meets are going to be a little bit varied, but come anyway, and it'll be a great show.
And then it's also the blackout meet. Mm-hmm. What does that kind of do for the gymnasts, for the energy of the crowd that you've noticed?
You know, I think that's our marketing campaign to kind of put a little something with each meet that we have during the season. And I know our fans kind of look for that. Like, is it the light-up wand that the 2,500 people down low get? Or is it a black flag that they get because it's blackout? We try to have some giveaway items that correspond with that marketing campaign. And I think it's the girls enjoy it because it involves apparel. So it's like, okay, we're going to wear this leotard because that's mostly black.
How many different leotards do the gymnasts have?
Our girls are really fortunate. They have, I think, 9 or 10 beautiful leotards to pick from. And what we don't do is roll over all of those every year. And since our girls are with us 4 or 5 years, each year there's usually 2 or 3 new ones, and we slide out ones that we've worn for a while to be done with. So, but my athletes are extremely fortunate. Our budget allows us to get them great things. Under Armour is our affiliate, and they take good care of our team, and they look beautiful in every meet.
So the opponent obviously is Oregon State, ranked in the top 15. What are you kind of seeing from the Beavers? What do they do really well, and what might be kind of the weakest area?
You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to tell you all of that. I know that they've scored decently already, like in a 196 range, which is what my team has scored. I know they are definitely a team to contend with. Tanya and her husband do a great job with that program. It's a husband and wife combo who have been there for many years, and they always have a team ready to go. And I'm not exactly sure what they would consider their strengths and weaknesses on the events, but I just know that they know how to coach a team and have them ready to go. And a lot of times our meets with them are close, and many times they win at their place and we win at our place. And so that means that, you know, on a given night, if one of us isn't quite ready at home, it could be the other that wins. So we have definitely a target on our back in the Pac-12. We're Pac-12 champions, and our young team needs to understand that everybody's going to gun for Utah.
And then last question, it's obviously the Pac-12 opener. Have you seen extra energy from the gymnasts because it's the Pac-12 opener, or is it pretty much just been business as usual?
Yeah, I don't think with the way we prepare for each meet, I don't know that we think as much about the conference meets having more weight than another meet. I mean, we really are trying to do what we need to do. There's not a lot of defense in our sport, and so as much as we enjoy being in the Pac-12, I think that it's mostly that this week it's Oregon State, and yes, they're a part of the Pac-12, but our focus doesn't really change on what we're trying to accomplish.